1120 on WGN. Producer Pete found this interesting story for me. It was from Lauren Thiessen in The Defector. One of the best Eureka I've Got It moments in music history comes from the famed Peanuts TV special composer Vince Guaraldi, shortly after agreeing to the new collaboration in the mid-1960s. And if you know anything about Charlie Brown Christmas special, you know that they all thought it was going to be a disaster. The executives at CBS thought, oh, this won't work. It's sad. What's this jazz music? This isn't a kids' cartoon special. They were heartsick about it. Anyway, Guaraldi called up Lee Mendelson, the producer who hired him, telling Mendelson that he had a new melody he wanted to play. Because the telephone audio wasn't very good, Mendelson was like, all right, I can come over later. But according to Mendelson, Guaraldi urgently responded, I've got to play this for someone right now or I will explode. That this was that famous da-da-dun-da-da-da-dun-dun piano notes from Linus and Lucy, part of the Charlie Brown lore. And they perform this each year at a jazz club in town. The Chris White Trio does such a great job of it. And I just wanted to tell you a little bit about it with Chris. Hey, Chris, you're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, John.
I guess you knew that story, huh?
I've heard it once or twice, yeah.
Well, so just tell us a little bit about you and your trio. I know that you are one of the most accomplished jazz musicians and sought after in the Chicago area. You're also a great music teacher at some of the schools in the area, the universities and so forth. Tell us a little bit about you and this show.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it all started back in 2016. This is the eighth year I've been putting on the show. In that year, I performed it at Lincoln Park Zoo in Winters. And since then, it's really taken off. I now have an amazing amount of shows this year, 25 total shows all across the Chicago area. So people really love the music. I think it's nostalgic for a lot of people. It brings back a lot of warm memories. And we're just happy to put a lot of smiles on people's faces.
So I've seen it at Winters the last few years. I'm one of those faces out there you probably can't see. One year we brought a dozen of our friends and made a night of it, and everybody just loved it. But you do it at more than just that one jazz club. Do you do the whole show, the entire album, wherever you go?
Yes, we do the entire album with the jazz trio, and you saw us with the choir.
Yeah.
It's a three-person choir. We can't really get a children's choir in there like what Guaraldi did, but a little tricky. But most of our shows have the choir, and sometimes we just perform it as a trio. Other venues, we play at Fitzgerald's in Berwyn, Space in Evanston, Hey Nani in Arlington Heights, and public libraries and retirement homes as well. And yes, we play the entire album and a couple surprises at the end.
Yeah.
For example, Cast Your Fate to the Wind was Guaraldi's first hit, as it were, a couple of years before the Christmas show came out. And we add that as a special bonus in addition to the entire album.
It's funny because those of us who know the Charlie Brown Christmas special, which is most folks of a certain age, actually of all ages, because with the internet and websites now, everybody's been able to see it over and over again. But it's about 24 minutes of content, and only parts of the music appear. How long does the whole album run?
Yeah, the entire album is really not too much longer than that. But, you know, they did condensed takes. And now, last year, they issued all the alternate takes. And you can see that some tracks were longer, more experimental. And so when we perform it live, obviously, it has to be a longer show. So we stretch out, take some solos, and, you know, our arrangements are slightly different than Guaraldi's, but it pretty much follows the order of the album.
Hmm. That's interesting, because I would say it's very true to the album, and where you're able to do a 70-minute show with it, I was under the impression that the full soundtrack, if you will, would have lasted closer to an hour, but you're kind of stretching it out, huh?
Yeah, in the nature of jazz, with improvisation, yeah. What it is, most, you know, we like to take solos, and so we stretch out a little bit with our trio and make it a little bit different.
And you know what I've also really enjoyed, and I'm just glad I had this opportunity to tell you, is how, I don't know what the right word is, how true to the spirit of the show you make the presentation. So maybe you're improvising a little bit. Why wouldn't you? You're jazz trio, but It sounds like the Vince Guaraldi show. And when the carolers come out, the people that sing some of the doo-doo-doo-doos and Christmas times here, it's not silly. It's warm. You guys just strike the perfect tone for that show. Because if you guys vamped it up or made it kind of campy, I wouldn't like that. I want to go get my Charlie Brown fix. And this really satisfies that, Chris.
Well, I appreciate that so much. I really try to stay true to the original spirit of the show. Yeah. I mean, I grew up with it like millions of others. As a kid, I watched it with my family. We listened to the album, so it's really in my DNA. I mean, that music is really a part of me. So I'd already been playing these songs for years. And then when 8 years ago, when they asked me to perform it, it was natural for me to just put on the show.
So we always watch it at Winter's Jazz Club. I know most of the shows have sold out, but I think if you did want to see you perform it at Winter's downtown, that's a nice place. You can get a drink there and watch the show, and there's nice restaurants around there or any of the other venues that he talked about. But it's the Chris White Trio, and they're doing the Charlie Brown Christmas album at a bunch of places this winter. Should we go to Chris White Piano and maybe find where you are performing it, Chris?
Yes, if you go to my website, chriswhitepiano.com, under events, I have a full list of all my shows, and it all kicks off tomorrow. I'll be at Fitzgerald's in Berwyn and also Hey Nani in Arlington Heights tomorrow night.
Yeah, those are great venues, and I just can't endorse it enough. I only asked you to come on to pat you on the back, say thank you for how much I've enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to this year's shows, and I wanted to share that with other people. So have a great season, Chris.
Thank you so much, John. I really appreciate it.
That's chriswhitepiano.com, 1128. This is WGN.